98.3 KULM. We continue our news with our Colorado County Judge Ty Prowsey getting back on the show. And Ty, thanks for taking the time. Let's get an update. You're my star reporter. All right, man. Well, you know, like the mayor said, y'all are in contact with just about everybody and everything on a daily basis. But get our listeners up to date, up to this point.
You bet. I'll do my best. The governor, first of all, is going to speak at 2:30 today, and that will be streamed live. So I encourage everybody to listen, because Mayor Gobert and Mayor Kohler and Mayor Parr and I are following the governor's order from last Friday, when we signed a joint declaration order, which basically repeats and just restates whatever the governor and his team are advising as far as what we do to combat this this virus and what businesses should do, etc. So I'm hoping for more guidance today at 2:30 from the governor's office. Obviously, watching President Trump yesterday for about 2 hours, it seems like the message is pivoting already. At least from the president's office and the lieutenant governor's office, Governor Patrick, last night, that it's about time to go back to work and open the state up, which has been one of Governor Abbott's common threads as well. And so a little bit of mixed messaging I'm trying to decipher, because we've been pressed and been cautioned and cautioned over and over again as we've pushed a message out, as we've been asked from federal and state authorities that, you know, to beat this thing, the only weapons we really had were to just mitigate and contain it and flatten the curve and, you know, closing some businesses that were non-essential and staying at home to the extent we can is the best thing to do while it kind of burns itself out in the two-week cycle it has in people who are infected, you know, currently, possibly. So mixed messages, trying to decipher, you know, what we do and how we do, and read through and also decipher what is factual, what is not factual, and that's probably the biggest fight, is to keep facts from you know, just spectre and conjecture on Facebook.
Where will people go to get that from the governor as far as streaming?
I'd say the easiest, if you have, you know, from either your smartphone, your computer, your laptop, just Google Governor Abbott live stream.
Okay. All right. So we know there's been one case in Fayette County and down in Lavaca County, and at last report, none here in Colorado County. But has that changed? I wanted to ask you, and I know you've probably been in touch with the medical community.
Two more cases reported in Matagorda County overnight, as I understand from texting the county judge there this morning. County judges in Wharton and Matagorda and Austin and I sort of check in real early every morning with each other. And that's part of our problem, is that the Department of State Health and Human Services website that we've all been directed to, DSHS, that's supposed to be updated every day at noon, is failing. And it's not being updated, frankly, because it hasn't shown Fayette County's case or the additional Matagorda County. And to show you how the contrast is and how I'm guarding people and folks to, you know, to search out what's real and not real, last night on Bing.com, they listed Colorado County with 92 cases, higher than any county or city in the state of Texas, which is ludicrous.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, you got to stick with the authorities to get your information. And, that's why I've got guys like you getting on the radio, man. But, Fayette County judge confirmed the first positive test case. That person is in isolation at home. And statewide, yesterday, maybe this has changed, there were only 7 deaths. And, of course, you don't like to see any of that. But numbers are still low for deaths across the state. So I guess people are recovering. Our healthcare community, doctors and everyone working with this are doing a good job. Would that be your perspective?
Absolutely. I think our first responders, our healthcare doctors, nurses, EMS folks are just being incredible and putting themselves in the, you know, on the front line and risking their own health frequently on a daily basis to keep us all safe and healthy, and we're just so blessed to have them, and we'll continue to pray for them as well.
All right, Ty, so You're going to meet with the mayors on Friday. Is that what I understand?
No, sir. It'll be tomorrow at 12:30 every Wednesday. 12:30 mayors, hospitals, emergency management. Every Monday, we had our regular Monday meeting yesterday by Zoom as well with our county health agent, medical director, Dr. Molina, and Eagle Lake at the clinic and the hospital there. So we're trying to devise and see if we can come up with a county, official county bulletin board, which would have the best information and data that we can, you know, that we can get off of all the federal and state sites and push that out for our citizens of the county to, you know, have an official place to look that hopefully has factual information on it and is real, not, you know, not internet stuff.
Yeah. And the disaster declaration is going to continue, you know, it's every 7 days, right?
Yes, sir. It can only last 7 days by the county judge and mayors, and each forum, the county commissioner's court and city council, will have to meet within that 7 days to either continue it or it will just expire by its own terms.
All right. Well, we'll see what the governor has to say today, and we'll be in touch with you after that, and you can keep us up to date.
Yes, sir. I'll do my darndest, and you know, I'll text you as I learn anything, but you know, just ask the folks to pray and keep the faith. We're going to make it, and we just got to be commonsensical about our approaches and remain calm and try to do our very level best.
Yeah, and till we hear different, social distancing and wash hands and all those things that everybody's been doing, and everybody's getting a lot of family time, aren't they, Ty?
A whole bunch, Daryl, and there's always a silver lining, I guess, but see folks slow down a little bit and spend time with family isn't necessarily a bad thing, and we've got a lot of clean hands in the county right now, I would think, too.
That's for sure. Hey, another thing I wanted to mention, the Columbus Chamber of Commerce, I know, is working with your office as well as the city as kind of helping get information out there, the right information from the authorities. And so we appreciate the Columbus Chamber of Commerce and Billy Kahn and the gals over there that are doing that. So they're basically just relaying information. Like they're actually, they'll have this interview on their website where people can hear what you just told us, and they continue to do that. So anyway, we appreciate them very much.
Yes, sir. Mr. Kahn and Ms. Holman are doing just a jam-up job.
All right, Ty, well, have a good day, man, and I'll talk to you soon. Like I said, you're my go-to guy.
Anytime, Daryl. You text me, and I'll try to get back to you real quick.
All right, appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Have a good one. Our Colorado County Judge, Ty Prowsey, on the radio on this Tuesday, March 24th, giving us an update, and we'll continue to do the best we can to keep everyone up to date.